Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 20th of September. Japan's hosting of the Olympic and Paralympic Games has inspired the island nation to develop further as a travel destination that welcomes and embraces people from different countries across the world. The Japanese public is being encouraged to dismantle social barriers so that people will feel more relaxed talking with others, including visitors from overseas. The Japan National Tourism Organization website provides general information on accessible tourism, providing tips for those who are planning to visit Japan. It also aims to provide tourists with an improved experience, including wheelchair users, the visually or hearing impaired, senior citizens, and families with young children. Eurostar trains will not stop in Kent until 2023 at the earliest due to the pandemic, the company says. Services have not been stopping at Ashford or Ebbsfleet since March 2020. Passengers in Kent have had to start their journeys at St Pancras in London. The cross-channel operator previously said services would begin calling at stations in Kent during 2022. But now a Eurostar spokesman said, "We can confirm that our Kent stations will remain closed throughout 2022. As the business starts its recovery, we need to focus on core destinations where demand is highest." In May, Eurostar secured a £250 million rescue package from banks and investors as it continued to battle a severe drop in demand due to the COVID-19 crisis. The rail operator had warned in November that it was fighting for survival with its services scaled back dramatically amid the pandemic. The Malaysian Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture is targeting about 200,000 domestic tourists to visit Langkawi between now and December. About 30,000 tourists are expected to visit the resort this month, following its reopening under a tourism bubble pilot project which has just begun. Tourism Minister Datuk Seri Nancy Shukri said the number of tourist arrivals today might be the best indication for Langkawi's performance in the tourism bubble pilot project. On its first day, 159 tourists who arrived at the Langkawi International Airport were officially welcomed under the Travel Bubble Initiative. Hotel Beds has entered into a partnership with Visit Finland in order to promote the destination to its network of US travel advisors. The Bed Bank is launching a campaign with Visit Finland to promote the Nordic country as a safe destination and promote its tourist attractions, including Northern Lights, skiing activities, traditional saunas, and visits to Lapland to meet Santa Claus. Hotel Beds expects the marketing campaign to perform well since the US has long been in the top five of the company's main source markets for Finland. As a result of the new agreement, Hotel Beds will be well placed to contract a greater range of Finnish hotels at exclusive rates in order to offer differentiated content to its network of US travel advisors. The campaign will run until early 2022 and will be promoted through the company's two main distribution channels, Hotel Beds for wholesale distribution and Beds Online for retail travel advisors. Our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.